things that needs to be emphasised, and isn't always emphasised enough, is the fact that men suffer from depression. And often the stigma overwhelms men, and they tend to bottle it up inside. They tend to think that it's not macho, it's not manly to be depressed. They see it as a sign of weakness. And as a consequence, they internalise their depression, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. They're not prepared to share it with anybody. Men typically don't share. Men typically don't chat with their mates. And I think that bottling up of their feelings makes the condition even worse. And I know because I was there, and it was a great, great struggle. And you can't simply go running to your mates and crying on their shoulder. And perhaps women often do that. And so I think men often find themselves increasingly isolated by their own self-inflicted machoism.
What helped you?
What helped me is... It's crazy, and you think it's ridiculous.
Go on.
Animals. I spend a lot of time with horses
and dogs because I can hear one barking in the background.
Yes, horses and dogs, and you know they're absolutely fantastic. Horses, especially, I found just incredibly spiritual creatures, and it was almost as if the horses knew. I'm not a crackpot, but so please don't think this is mad. But it really, really did help. Something about just being around animals with dogs and the horses especially helped so much. Obviously, I spoke with other people as well. Obviously, there's great support available within the National Health Service and privately as well. They all came to my aid and to my rescue. Animals as well. If there's anybody listening who thinks this? They're non-judgmental, and an animal will take you as you are. And sometimes that love, that affection, that acceptance, is sometimes what you need. And it rescued me, and still I'm eternally grateful because I believe that my horse saved my life.